You had said, mentioned earlier about getting your needs met at exact timing, and I too have experienced that, and it's kind of freaky. And then you mentioned about the listeners, and they've come this far, but most of them won't do anything. And it's interesting because I've noticed that people will regurgitate this information like it's a little factoid. I mean, and you mentioned Gnostics before. It's almost like it's become a Gnosticism. Alex Jones and his InfoWars. It's almost like if we just learn enough information, we don't have to do anything. If we learn enough information, this will all go away or take care of itself somehow. And the last thing that I want to bring up is you had mentioned about telling people to FO and because, you know, get a real job and this. And it's interesting because I found out, much it sounds like you did, that when you step out of the system, so to speak, these people resent it. It's like you're doing something that's somehow foreign or evil or weird or goofy. I don't know, but I've experienced the same thing from friends and family. It's like you're out to lunch. It's like, no, I'm having my lunch. You're the one that's eating a turd sandwich. Give me a break here.
Yeah.
Thoughts, comments on that?
Yeah. They're slaves. Right? Slaves are mate. I can't tell you how many times I've been at a protest, leading the frickin' protest, and have people drive past and tell me to go get a job. Excuse me, mate. I'm Vinnie frickin' Eastwood. I'm probably the most highest-ranking conspiracy theorist, researcher, talk radio show host in the country. I am known throughout the world. I have ambushed the Prime Minister and asked him questions about the UN. And the former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, who is now at the UN, about their plan for world government. We have talked with finance ministers. We have talked with the heads of major political parties. We have stood on the pulpits of humanity and screamed into the wind, no more. And these people think that they can convince me to go get a slave job because they love their servitude. That they think they can convince me by driving past once and yelling out the window of the worthiness of their servitude over mine to the greater good and to humanity, to steer psychopaths in their dead eyes and tell them to go frack themselves. These people have nothing. They have nothing that I want.
That is very interesting, too, and I normally would not put this on the air, but because you shared, I'm going to share, too. I had zero idea of how much time goes involved in a radio show like this and an associated website. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not bragging. It's just a simple statement of fact. It was my idiocy. I opened up a sole proprietorship and a corporation at one time. At the same time, don't ever do it. You're a lunatic if you do. Nonetheless, possibly for a brief period of time, I work as hard or harder as I am right now. But for an ongoing time, I have never put in my waking life. This is my life. So go frack yourself with this. Go get a real job. This is a real job. It don't pay worth a damn. I don't have quite the support and it sounds like you do, and that's why I'm not whining. I'm just saying this is a real job, and this is a job that needs to be done, and I couldn't quit this job if I wanted to, because believe me, I had already put out notices that I was going off air because I didn't think I could even keep the lights on. So what you said. Now, that being said, unless you have a comment or on that, I'd like for you to go ahead and plug your show, your site, organizations, anything that you would like, books, DVDs, videos, whatever that you have.
Well, I wanted to comment on that is that you can't really become anything that you admire unless you have really overcome the things you despise. I despised working for other people. I despised commuting. I despised being told by managers and things like that that because I took 30 seconds to relax when I'm working twice as fast as the other people on a construction site, that I'm wasting his money. I despised all of these things. And I'm never going back. I can't. I can't do it. Okay.
I'm with you. I can't either. And I never used to despise those. And then when I woke up, or whatever one wants to call it, you step outside the sheep pen, to coin one of David Icke's phrases, you say, I can't do it. I can't do it, and I won't do it. And then all of a sudden, you're an outcast lunatic because, and I mean, and it's not like they don't like you or think you're weird. They want to hurt you because you're out the pen and they're not.
Yep.
And they'll never admit that even to themselves, let alone to you, but that's really what it is. And so anyway, that's my vent for there.
You lose all your friends doing this and you gain all new ones. Do you know how many friends I have from elementary school that are still my friends today? None. You know how many friends I have from high school that are still my friends today? None. Do you know how many friends I've had from university that are still my friends today? None. You know how many friends I have today that are from any work that I've ever been in? None. And you wouldn't believe how many friends I have, because yeah. I have shed the dead wood. And you create quality relationships if you're doing the right thing with your life. My father told me, he said, I'm not friends with anybody who can't build anything. All my friends are electricians builders or car mechanics or something like that. Creative people who can make something, and you'll find out that you can sort the wheat from the chaff, and that when people are telling you that you're no good when you're doing the right thing, you suddenly realize they're just accusing you of being what they are. You're better than them. You're actually the good person here, Laurie. You're actually the one doing the right thing. You're the kind of salt-of-the-earth character that will actually make this world a better place. And they're intensely jealous.